There's a latest single from Shelby Lee Lowe called Honky Tonkaholic. And about a year ago, we came back from country radio seminar, and my buddy Hurricane Jerry said to me, you gotta listen to this artist, Shelby Lee Lowe. And after spinning a few of his songs over the past 12 months, we want to welcome Shelby to the Big Red in the Morning Show. Good morning, Shelby.
What's up? How y'all doing, man?
It is good to have you on the show with you. It's been a while. And now, before we dive into the tough questions, why don't you tell our Iron Country family a little about yourself, my friend?
Well, my name's Shelby Lee Lowe. I'm from Possum Trot, Tennessee. It's about an hour south of Nashville, Tennessee. And I play a lot in Nashville at Eric Church's New Bar, Chiefs on Broadway. I'm actually I'm stepped off stage to do this interview with you right now. I'm in a stairwell, so if it sounds like I'm in a cave, that's why. But yeah, I love country music, man. I love Wisconsin. I love traveling and just meeting a bunch of good folks that love traditional country music. And I'm excited that there are so many people that still love good country music.
Exactly. Now, I guess now that you told me that where you're from, I guess I get the Possum Trot hat that I always see you in.
Yeah, man, that gets people's attention there. Like, what in the world is a Possum Trot? And I go through my little spiel. I'm like, well, that's where I'm from. You know, it's not a real town. It's in between two real towns. So that's how little it is.
That is awesome. Now, Shelby, your latest single, Honky Tonkaholic, was actually written by someone pretty familiar to country audiences and Chris Stapleton. How did you go about getting your hands on this song?
Yeah, man. Well, I got pitched some songs from Sony, and I had one night where I was going through listening to these songs that got pitched to me, and I'm sitting there listening to this song with this awesome guitar riff, and then I hear this guy singing. And I'm like, dang, that sounds like Chris Stapleton. Well, it was. It was him singing the demo, and I just thought, this song is badass. I said, I gotta record this. Like, I didn't even think twice about it. It just felt like, yeah, I don't know how I'm going to try to top Chris's version, but, I made it my own, and I'm super happy with the way it turned out. It's one of my favorite songs to play out. I mean, Chris, he's pretty good at writing songs. I think he's going to make it one of these days.
Yeah, I think he's got a career somewhere down the line. Now when I listen to your music, Shelby, and so far what I've heard, I can hear influences like Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, maybe some Keith Whitley. Am I right to assume that those are some of your main influences?
Oh, hell yeah. You're barking up the right tree, brother. That's the good stuff. You know, I grew up listening to that, and I'm glad that you can pick those influences up, because I love, Merle and Waylon. It doesn't get any better than Merle to me. And Keith Whitley, I think he was one of the greatest singers ever lived, if not the greatest. Mm. And, folks like that, and Dwight Yoakam, and George Strait, and Clint Black, and the 90s country movement. A lot of that stuff is where I pull my influences from.
I can hear that, too. And now, Shelby, contrary to popular belief here at Iron Country, we feel that traditional country is gaining back some momentum, maybe along with a little bit of that 90s country feel. As an artist out on the road, even playing down on Broadway, are you seeing the same thing?
Absolutely. You know, it's been picking up steam hot and heavy. You know, I think of an artist that's really coming on to the scene now that you guys probably play, Zach Top, who's been really popular, and he's just straight up 90s country, and people are coming to Chiefs and requesting his music, and I wrote a song with him a few years ago. I think my next single is going to be the one I wrote with him, so I'm happy for him that he's getting the notoriety and recognition that he deserves. And there's a lot of newer artists that are coming back up that are that really lean heavily on the 90s country or older style country music. So it's definitely coming back.
All right. And so I got to ask, what are your plans for 2025? Is there a full length in your near future? And I always have to ask the questions because my Iron Country family wants to know, when are we going to see Shelby Lee Lowe here in southern Wisconsin?
Man, you know, it's been, I think the last time I was in Wisconsin was a couple years ago now in March. I played Oconomowoc, Madison, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. And I had the most fun out of anywhere I played that year, man. I tell you what, I was at the Narrow Bridge in Green Bay. That was so much fun, man. So I've been trying to get back there. So fingers crossed you guys might see me later on this year in Wisconsin. And as far as a full-length album, I'll say this. I'm going to be releasing one song about every 6 to 8 weeks this year. And I'm also planning on doing a full-length live album later nice. This year, too. So, man, it's going to be the busiest, craziest year of my life. And I'm booking shows left and right. So anybody listening up there in Wisconsin that's got a big festival, I'd love for a good excuse to come up there this summer and party with y'all. So y'all just hit me up and we'll make it happen.
We would love to get you up here. Shelby, where's the best place for my listeners to find out more about you and check your music out?
Yeah, well, you can go to my website, which is www.shelbycountry.com. Pretty easy. Or, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, just Shelby Lilo on all that stuff. Y'all give me a follow on Spotify. Whatever you guys got, y'all look me up on it.
All right. Well, Shelby, we appreciate your time this morning. And we're going to play another one of your singles that had a lot of requests here in Iron Country called Be That Fire. And Shelby, as an old friend of mine, the Possum, used to always say, keep it country and you'll always have a home here at Iron Country.
Hell yeah, man. I love y'all. Thank you so much.